sometimes I worry that I'm not getting ahead as far as I should be. But when I think that actually it's only been, since 2006, I've now released 3 albums. It's quite exciting, really, because I'm doing what I always wanted to do. And it is really hard graft, with not a lot of reward sometimes. But it's something that I've always, I kind of dreamed that I would be doing this when I was little. And it's something that I have to work towards all the time. And it's rewarding when you do finally see the final creation of the work that you've been trying to do over the years. So I'm really, really pleased with this third album. It's definitely the best work I've ever done. I worked with a producer this time, and the level of production on it is just through the roof compared to my previous 2 albums. So, and I think my songwriting's better. I think my performing's better. I feel sort of very on top of the game at the moment.
Amy Burnstone, this is your third album. Does the inspiration come from for your writing?
I would just say life generally. I wouldn't say that I'm particularly influenced by other artists or what's going on, what's in vogue and on trend. I probably don't listen to enough music, really. I very much write just from my own heart and my own head, really, and things that I've gone through and things that I watch other people going through, and I'm very interested in relationships between people and how people deal with each other, and then just random things. Like there's a new song on the album called Nickajack Cave, which I wrote about Johnny Cash's attempted suicide in Nickajack Cave in 1967, and after reading his autobiography. So there are just things, people you meet or things you read about or things you come across that just inspire something in you to get artistic.
You mentioned a moment ago you're conscious that your writing has changed. In what way would you say things have changed since that first album back in 2006?
I'm more mature, I think. I think the writing, when you first start writing, I've been writing since I was a kid, and gradually your songs just get better and better the more you practice. It's the same with any skill in any other field. I just think that the more you do it, the better you get, the more concise you get, the more to the point, the more you can sort of try and grab people's emotions and write about things. If you write about things well and concisely, I think it sort of hits people in the heart a bit more directly.
Let's talk about the new band and the backing vocalists as well. What can you tell us about them?
Oh, exciting. I'm very, very excited. I've just found the best band ever. I've been working with a producer in Suffolk. That's where I recorded the album. And it was he's called David Booth. And he introduced me to lots of session musicians down there that I hadn't ever worked with or heard of before. And they've all ended up recording on the album and are coming up from Suffolk to play at the album launch. So I've got David Booth on drums, Andy Trill on guitar, and Stephen Mears on bass. And then I've got 3 local ladies from Grantham on backing vocals as well. So tonight will be the last time that we perform as a 7-piece band, for the foreseeable future, unless we get booked as a 7-piece band, which is very, very unlikely. I do a lot of solo shows and a few duo things here and there, but I'm so excited about the new band, and we've had so many rave reviews since the Grantham launch. My Facebook page and website have been sort of exploding with encouraging comments from people that really loved the sort of big sound.